Leadership change at ICE. The White House increases pressure to deport undocumented migrants. The Donald Trump administration has recently carried out a major reorganization within Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, signaling a shift in its policy of mass deportations of undocumented immigrants. Two senior officials at the agency, Russell Haught and Peter Berg, have been reassigned to new positions, while Todd Lyons, former director of the Boston office, has been promoted to head of enforcement and removal operations. According to Politico, these changes come as the White House expresses dissatisfaction with the pace of arrests and deportations. The Trump administration has intensified efforts to increase deportations, insisting that ICE must adopt a stricter approach. Tricia McLaughlin, spokesperson for the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, underscored this stance, stating, "ICE needs a culture of accountability that has been lacking over the past 4 years. Our president, our DHS secretary, and the American people demand results, and our leadership will ensure the agency delivers," Politico reported. This initiative highlights growing tensions between the White House and the agency responsible for immigration enforcement. While arrests have recently increased, the administration's expectations remain high, requiring more resources and better coordination. Despite these efforts, several challenges hinder the acceleration of deportations. Limited space in detention centers and resistance from certain sanctuary cities restrict ICE's operations. Additionally, leaked information has compromised some interventions. Tom Homan, a special advisor on border issues, emphasized the need to intensify enforcement, stating, "If you look at the rest of ICE's operations inside the country, they are about 3 times larger than they were a year ago. 3 times more is good, but I'm not satisfied. There are still hundreds of thousands of criminals to apprehend." Politico. The administration has also ramped up its media strategy, widely sharing images and data on ICE's operations. By late January, the agency was making an average of 800 arrests per day. However, the recent halt in the publication of these statistics has raised questions about the progress of operations and the government's ability to fulfill its promises, Politico reported.